pick them up.
Tamika, Brother B, and Nikki on the scene. What's going on, guys?
Yes. What up? What's going on?
It's another glorious day. Okay, so it's not that glorious, but at least it's not raining. Your host for this evening, how you doing? It's all three of us. We're back. We're causing trouble. Unfortunately, we did not make it to the Museum of Sex and or to the shop or to the bar, but we'll have to tackle that another evening. Tonight, however, before we get into the pleasantries, let's get the hardcore stuff out the way. Tonight, we're tackling a very touchy subject, but it's actually two. But it's something, two, that need to be addressed. One is mothers versus baby mamas. Who are you, and which side do you fall on? Well, why do you think that you fall on this side? Secondly, we're going to talk about this detective. What was her exact title? I'm sorry. Because the fact that she went and took this baby and threw this infant out the window, I can't understand how she works for child services, and she's a psycho who did this to a child.
She wasn't there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to be talking about those two tonight. Call in the number 347-322. I'm sorry, 347-324-3395. People, please don't judge me. It's been a hellacious 24 hours, so I'm a hot mess right now. As always, your host, Tamika, Brother B, and Nicole. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, my God. You guys sound so dry.
Yeah. Well, I'm in transit. I'm in transit, and I need a drink. So, that's my
excuse. I'm drinking now.
That's me, you will drink for him.
Yeah,
I'll drink
for you.
Please.
So, before the show started, we were talking about baby mamas. We didn't get to the mothers, we started talking about baby mamas.
Right here.
So, I'm out. We got some, we know some baby mamas. Now, the difference that I know between a mother and a baby mama is a mother will pretty much sell her soul for her child. A baby mama will sell her child so she can keep her soul.
This is true. Preach. Preach.
I'm a mother.
Well,
I'm not the world's best mother. I'm not the world's most perfect mother. I'm actually a bastard case 99.9% of the time. But
well, listen. The mother from Little House on the Prairie wasn't perfect.
You know? But I know
she was a mother.
My children come first. Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, that's the difference. That's the mother. Baby mama ain't worried about her children. She's worried about everything else but her children.
She worried about that check.
She worried about that
check.
Yeah. She worried about her nails. She worried about having the latest name, brand new. Another issue with baby mamas is that they are quick to cause drama unnecessarily. Just because they want to have that control and that hold over everything. Sweetie, if he left you, you had the kid, be dumb about it, move on. But that's a whole different story. That's a whole conversation. No big deal. So, with that said, in tonight's episode, which side of those lines do you fall on? Please give us a call, 347-324-3395. See, this time I got it right.
Okay. They're not going to give up themselves. They're not going to tell on themselves.
They should.
You really think they can
tell
on themselves?
Well, we want to talk about them. How's that? Okay, so let's talk about baby mama. What do you guys think classifies a chick as a baby mama?
The check chasing, arguing with the father, don't want to let the father see the kids. Unless the money coming in, or don't want to let the kids be around the next woman because she's jealous. Always wanting to do what she want to do because it's what she wants to do. Doesn't co-parent. Always filing petitions in court because she's just mad.
Well, damn.
Oh, yeah, that's what, listen, I've been going through that for 8.5 years. What you talking about? That's just the tip of the iceberg.
It really is. I mean, I can't say he's wrong, because I know a couple of chicks that are baby mamas and not mothers. You know, I've always said, don't get it twisted. I'm a mother that fights for her baby. That's the difference. And my kids will tell you, as much as they hate to admit it, listen, we don't live in a lap of luxury. Everybody got what they need, not what they want. They give us the one to America. But I tell you one thing, there's food in their mouths, there's clothes on their back, there's a roof over their head, and they don't want for anything. I, however, want for a drink constantly, but that's because, well, I'm a mother. And they make me want to drink constantly because I have a teenager, and he has a little brother. But again, a mother will take that and laugh at that stuff and say, you know what, it's my kids, I can't be tight about that. A baby mama, on the other hand, will do everything in her power to get rid of those kids 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. My observation.
Like my baby mama, who always running out of town.
That's it, through the rear door.
She ain't even home right now, but yet she collected a check.
Well, see, that's from BS.
You know, I mean, my thing is this. Listen, I don't know where, unless we were married, I have no legal obligation to take care of you, but I do have a moral obligation to take care of my child. Now, if me and you are cool, then I'm going to make sure you are right too. Why? Because what concerns you also concerns my kid. But see, women get it twisted. They want to stay. They want to stay and be number one. You got to realize you're not number one when it comes down to the child. You're always going to be number two, and that's just that. It's no offense. And it's not like the man loves you any less or cares about you any less. But, yo, once again, a dude is not going to sit there and think that you're supposed to put the child before him, just like you shouldn't expect me to think that I'm supposed to put you before the kid.
Well, I got to tell you this, Madonna, a couple of dudes that act like baby mamas in, because there's a couple of dudes that feel that they should come before the children. I know some Jews like that, and I gotta tell you, you'll never come before the children, because a real mother will put her children before everyone.
Exactly. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
No, and mess around. She might try to put that child before God. She might sit down and talk and be like, "Yo, girl, you gotta eat before you." And the real, you know, my child's gotta come first, and that's what that is. And the problem, now here's another issue, though, with that. You got a lot of dudes walking around that are confusing mothers with baby mamas.
Yeah.
That's a big issue, too. You got dudes walking around complaining. Yeah. You got dudes walking around crying about how the courts are taking their money out the paycheck to take, you know, for the child that's sat in the third, and, it's not right, blah, blah, blah. But if that woman is doing what she has to do by that child, why are you tight? Why are you treating her like a baby mama? Why don't you give her that respect? I'm not saying it applies to her now.
Exactly.
But there are those that do the job. And don't even say nothing about it. They take the abuse from that man. Because at the end of the day, he's not important. What's important is that child.
Because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. My thing is this. If I see my kid's hair is done, did the little pedicure and the nails and stuff like that, even if my child was younger, but my kid got everything she needs, listen, I ain't got nothing to say. But if your hair is done and your nails is done, and my daughter looking like something that just stepped out of a Boondocks episode, we got a problem.
Because you know what? You asked me right.
My money is coming out of my check. It's called child support. Not alimony, not palimony. It's called child support. Now, one day I went down to child support, and they told me, this is sad. And the woman even admitted herself. She said, this is very sad. She said, if she takes that child to Burger King every day, the child is fed. If she takes that child to Conway and buys her clothes from there, the child has clothes on her back. If she lives with her mother or something like that, see, with child support, as long as it's the bare minimum. Mothers only have to do the bare minimum. The bare minimum.
Oh, I've been going all about it wrong because my kids is wearing better stuff than me.
Well, I'm sure, but see, because you're a mother. You're a mother.
Oh, no, this ain't right. This ain't right. I'm protesting. It's not going to work, but I'm a protest.
But she said that's how it works with child support.
But that's how it works in the court, period. And that's what's really sad.
Exactly.
That's what really bothers me. The bare minimum is not enough. You can't do the bare minimum. As a real parent, you will go far and beyond the call of duty just because that's your child and you love that child that much.
Exactly. But now check this out. Now, what about the fathers? The fathers that are always in the mix with their kids, the fathers that are not absentee, they're very, very very involved with their children. Mind you, they get banged over. Some of them get banged over the head for child support. But yet,
and you know
isn't
what?
The child isn't the child supposed to have the same afford the same lifestyle at the parent at the father's that it has at the mother's?
Well, you would think so, but you know what? We still live, and you can say what you want, but we still live in a very sexist society where the system is set up as men are still the breadwinners. They still earn more, so therefore, they need to push out more. And it's not only that. You know this thing with deadbeat dads? Don't get it twisted. There are a lot of deadbeat dads, but the problem is there are a lot of deadbeat dads. They outnumber and outweigh the good dads. So the courts are not looking at the courts aren't really looking at on an individual basis. What they really are doing is grouping it as a whole. You know, you got dads that pop in for a month or two, and then they go off for 3-4 years. Then you got dads that are there every single day picking a child up, making you know what I'm saying? They're picking her up. They're physically making the child a dinner that the mother, because the mother doesn't know how to cook. You know what I'm saying? They're making sure that the child needs everything that she or he needs. The mother's sitting on her tuck. She ain't doing nothing. But yet and still, he's been grouped in that category as a deadbeat dad. You understand what
like
I'm
right
saying?
Now,
oh, honestly,
like right,
as a mother, I feel that it's better for us.
Now, my thing is this. Right now, and I'm going to put it out there, and I don't care. Right now, I just dropped my daughter off home and to her mother's, and I dropped off to the babysitter. Now, my thing is this. My daughter's 12. When she gets a certain age, I'm not going to be paying for a babysitter anymore because that's what the court, that's what child support told me. That's what the court also said. Now, my thing is this. Why am I not the option? Why does my daughter have to go to, why do you have to have somebody there, some stranger there, watching my daughter when I can watch her myself?
Again, so with this, I told you.
That's the baby mama. That's that baby mama.
Okay, and the courts are more lenient and they're more, they show favoritism, I should say. Let's be accurate. They show favoritism to more single mothers than the single fathers. Now listen, let's be real for a moment. There are more baby mamas than mothers. And they play the system.
Yep.
Now here's what people don't understand. There are actual fathers as opposed to baby daddies.
Yeah,
that's
we coming up.
The system is so biased and so sexist that it's literally geared to put down the actual good fathers and not really look at the situation for what it is. The system, unfortunately, has proved every man. Basically, if you have a penis, you're a deadbeat dad.
Basically, yeah.
You know? And
is Nicole still there? Where's Nicole?
No, I'm here, but I can't relate to this. I'm here, I'm listening.
But I'm sure you've observed.
Okay.
She situation.
I observe, but I can't really jump in on it, you know?
Okay. Well, yeah, you know what?
And it's hard. Listen,
well, yes, it's hard. I went through a trial for about, I think it was about 8 months. Like, I blew thousands of dollars just to make sure I stayed in my daughter's life. And the whole thing is this, do I regret any of it? No. Did it hurt me financially? Yeah, because whatever hurts me financially turns around and hurts my daughter because I see my daughter very frequently.
That way.
Huh?
But again, they don't see, again, here's what a lot of fathers, you are a father, not a baby father. This is what fathers don't understand. The system only because you are a man. A man, by for all intents and purposes, will always earn more than a woman. Therefore, he is more financially stable than a woman. Therefore, he can provide more for that child.
I don't know, y'all are coming up.
Stop. Wait, guys. I didn't say it was fair. I didn't say it was right. I'm just telling you what it is because I've observed this enough.
Yeah, but there's women. Y'all are coming up.
But nowadays, we making more than they are.
Yep.
I know every man that's coming out that way. And they still doing the men dirty.
Listen. My kid's mother made more than me, but yet, why am I paying $1,200 a month in child support? Yet she makes more than me.
What did I just say?
And they don't factor in that you have to live too.
Nah, they don't care.
Did I say it was fair? Did I say it was right? It's not fair nor it's right. Because each case, in all honesty, each case should really be looked at on an individual basis. But it never will be looked at on an individual basis. You know? And this is what goes me. Like my situation, I have been hearing for years how I take his money. Blah, blah, blah. This, that, and the third. Okay. I don't even get money for daycare. Daycare is something that I have to do, which means I lose time from work picking him up, bringing him to the office, staying with him, waiting for this, waiting for that. I lose time, okay? But I still hear how I'm taking his money from his paycheck. The money that I get a month is nothing in comparison to what I have to deal with. Food, clothes, gas, electric, rent, fundraising, school trips, extracurricular activities, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Whatever that money doesn't cover, guess what? It's coming out of my pocket.
But see, you know what the thing is?
You know, I'm trying to save up for college right now. My son is only six.
But now the problem is this.
Like, I'm putting money
this
away.
This is the problem.
I'm not pocketing it.
I know that, but now, because you're a mother. But now check this out. See, a woman like you, a real dude is going to be like, listen, yeah, they taking money out of my check, child support, whatever, but we good, though. Listen, if you need anything extra, holler. See, that's a working relationship. That's real co-parenting. A lot nowadays, baby mom is like, it's like the new come up. It's like the new way to get money and not have to do anything or work hard.
Yeah, but here's your drawback with that. I'm considered a baby mama because I don't sit there and try to co-parent with him, and I'm going to tell you why. Because everything my child needs, I take care of. If you were to ask my ex, when was my son's last doctor's appointment, his last how much you want to bet, he don't know.
You can never be a baby mama.
And that's because of choices he made. But yet and still, I'm a baby mama. And you know what? I take that and I eat that. Because at the end of the day, I know who I am and I know what goes on in my house.
Well, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I watch my kids. I'm with my kids. You know? When they're sick, I'm here. When they need, I'm here. Doctor's appointments, all that good stuff. However, I refuse to do fundraisers this year. The school district can kiss my ass behind. But I handle my skin, you know. But yet and still, because I don't sit there and beg to have him in this I'm a baby mama. And I go at him when he's messed up. You're damn straight. I'm going to go at you because you're messing with my kids.
But my problem is this. Why doesn't society highlight the mothers, but they highlight the baby mamas and the drama? Like, I'm sorry. That's why I don't watch shows like Maury Povich. I don't watch shows.
Because
like,
I was about to say,
like,
it doesn't make for good ratings. You got to understand, the drama is ratings. Ratings is great revenue it generates for Netflix. You know? Me personally, I give props to fathers. Because it's hard to be a father. It's really hard. Make no mistake. I'm lucky my oldest, his dad, we absolutely co-parent. And make no mistake, he goes far and beyond when I ask him something. You know what I'm saying?
You know why? Because there's a mutual
respect.
Because
he's a man?
Yeah, not only that, but there's a mutual respect between you two.
Absolutely.
Where there's no need for the hostilities. See, the reason why baby mamas become baby mamas because they're mad. They're like, don't have that bitch around my kid. I don't want you doing this. Don't take my kid here. Don't do this. Don't do that. Matter of fact, I don't even want you seeing my kid. Don't come near my house. Oh, don't touch this. Don't touch that. You know, I'm like, no.
Really?
And
so that's
you walked around for 9 months carrying my kid just to start acting like this?
It's crazy. And it's funny, too, because the only thing I've ever said to my ex-husband is, whoever you're with, make sure they respect my child. That's all I've ever said. And this is what kills me. I've never said, no, you can't take him here, unless the child was sick or the weather was bad. The only times, but that's understandable. Beyond that, you will never hear me say, no, don't have him around this person. No. I don't care. Because he's supposed to be with you. He's supposed to be safe. You're supposed to be in charge. Care for your family. And that's what it is. I'm not going to tell my child anything. But again, you know, it's small things like that pretty much, in your mind, being the individual you are, that will categorize a woman as a mother as opposed to baby mama. I'm pretty much sure I'm a mother. I'm 99.9% sure of my own mental as it is, but I'm a mother. I'm not the world's famous mother, because we were talking about the donkey show earlier, but I'm a mother.
Well,
but
that's the thing.
I was talking to my teenager about the donkey show. Don't judge me.
I don't even know what that is, but okay.
It's a long story. We can't even get into it.
Gotcha.
But again, I have this rapport with my children. But my children also know that at the end of the day, I'm mom. And you will not mess with me. And again, baby mama, from my observation of baby mamas, will let the children run this is crazy. They won't discipline them. They won't do anything. Unless somebody else is, then they want to jump back. No, you can't do that late. You can't put Ben in there or don't even bother. I've noticed that with baby mamas. I've noticed that.
Because they don't want it, because they don't want, that's the thing, it's like they don't want the responsibility of being a mother, but they want the label of having a kid. So some
now
of them can just benefit. So they can benefit. Like, you got to call it what it is. I mean, you got some women out here popping out kids just for the sake of the dollar. Just
oh,
for the
God.
Sake of the
and
dollar.
It works.
Yeah, yo, it
Barely
works.
Barely, it does work.
Not
listen,
only
and you know
the
what?
Money, they get a partner, they get everything.
And you know what? I don't
care
what anybody say. People, they try to make it seem like it's a black thing. Don't let them fool you. Don't let them fool you.
Honey, it's more white women than black women. It really is. And you can't even say it's the Mexicans. Mexicans, and that's one thing I'll tell you in a second. I have seen Mexicans work 80 jobs like a Jamaican. Shut up. To support their family.
Yeah. They don't play. They don't play. But I'm telling
you,
like I said, they want to try and make it seem like it's a black thing.
It ain't a black thing. It's far from a black thing.
There are people pimping the system way harder than us, and they wearing suits to work.
Of course.
It's not only that. How about the Okay, okay, let's blow up the spot. How about the Russians in Brighton Beach? Let's blow up the spot. How are you gonna be collecting the check with you riding around in Mercedes there with a fur coat going into Little Odessa in Brighton Beach?
They know how to pimp the system. They're not a pimp the system.
Yeah, but that's
exactly.
What? I ain't got no time.
So the Chinese man that owns the Chinese store, he able to get food stamps and build other systems.
Wait, don't blow up our spot back home in the old neighborhood. Don't do that, Nick. Don't do that, Nick.
I worked in the welfare building, fingerprinting them beats, so I know.
Listen, they get it.
They get it, yeah. They always get it, too, and that's the thing. And, you know, but you know what? You touched on something, Brother B, I got to tell you, you touched on something really important. And this is your word. They want the favor of your mother without the responsibility. But you know what? I got a lot of men out there that do the same thing. They want the label of being a father, but they don't want the responsibility.
Listen, let me tell you something. I love being a dad.
And listen, yeah, you love being a dad.
Love it. Wouldn't trade it in for the world. I love it.
You do. Now, for one of you, there's 50 others that don't. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Which is sad. Which is so sad on so many levels. But on the flip side of that, listen, being a mother is one of the toughest jobs in the universe.
Oh, yeah, because you know what? Y'all got so much to deal with. Like, you know, not only are you ostracized, not only are you not recognized, but at the same time, you're given a hard way to go. Like, I'm going to be real talk. How many women do I know that only get $25 a month, $50 a month in child support, and they good women, they mothers? But then you got the chicks that are scamming that's racking up. What part of the game is this? What's that about?
Honey, you know what it is? Because they didn't listen. And it's hard. And you know what? My situation is a little different from other women. Not all. But it's a little different in the respect that I was married. And honestly, the system is biased on this respect, too. The ones that are married, that have gone through the whole thing, get more respect out of the court system than those who aren't married. They do. They absolutely do. Because in the court's eye, well, you married him, you had his child, so you're actually higher on his level as to someone else who just had a fling and had a kid. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's the worst standard ever, but I've seen that being part of said standard, okay? But it also goes to how much are you fighting? You know what I'm saying? Because this dude, if you know this dude has an actual job that's off the books and you know where he's at, what you need to do is take that information to the courts and be like, bam, here's all his stuff. Go at him. If you're not doing that, then you're a fool.
But you know what the problem is? Then you got the judges who just got their own personal attitudes, and they're not following the book.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
So the real mothers get crapped on, and you know, and the ones that's playing games, they give them carte blanche. So here, take whatever
you want.
Because
their sob story is more believable. Which I don't understand how women, and I say this, and I say this, and I say this time and time again. If you do not. Want anything to do with him, having a child by him will not make him stay. Oh, and also, if you are physically able to get a job. Popping out 8 kids by 10 different baby daddies, not a real good way to earn income and not for nothing. You can't set any moral standards. Okay, I'm good. I had to get
that
out.
They don't care about, but you don't understand, they don't care about the moral standards. And I know where I'm at, they had to tell us when we came in that they had to say, excuse me, women, no disrespect, but you guys, be careful, because these women are using you so they won't have to ever work again.
Yeah,
like one knows.
So that's what they're doing. So they're using them for a paycheck, so they won't have to work again. And you want to know the sad thing about it? These stupid men are falling for it, and it's working. So if these men will be selective on who they sleep with, not talking about you, brother B, but if some of these guys were selective who they mess with, they wouldn't have these problems also.
I know that's right.
I totally agree.
I know that's right. Guys, it's the menu, calling number 347. The menu, call number 347-324-3395. Tonight's topics, mothers versus baby mamas. And we're like at the half hour mark, so let's get into this whole thing with Jennifer Berry and her throwing her infant out the window.
She doesn't look like she's all there. Listen, a lot of them look like they're not all there, but they, I mean, come on. Look at, like, yo, are you serious?
This chick used to work for ACS?
She didn't
work there long. She was only there for a couple of months, so that don't count.
Okay.
Listen.
But still.
Who does that? What kind of sociopath do you have to be to throw an infant out of a window? Seriously?
So, wait a minute. She had the baby in the house. And then, whatchamacallit, then threw the baby out the window?
She thought the baby was dead. She, according to her, the baby was dead. So she just said, okay, the baby is not alive, and threw it out the window. Regardless if you thought the baby was dead, you still shouldn't throw it out the window.
Well, yeah, but what?
Okay, so calling the paramedics would have been a bad idea? I mean, that was the right thing to do. Yeah, and I'm curious to see her psych eval. Like, seriously? Again, mothers versus, like, seriously, I'm a mother. I'm not going to throw my kids out the window. Now, the father,
she's not
going to
do jail time.
She's
not going to do jail time. They're going to put her away.
Why she ain't going to do jail time? Why not?
I just don't think so. I think they're going to lock her up. And
they're going to lock her. You know what's going to happen? They're going to lock her up in a mental hospital for the rest of her life.
Well, didn't she have other kids?
Yeah, she had a son with the father who claimed he didn't know she was pregnant. Like, how the hell you not know she was pregnant? Okay, whatever.
I'm
going to hide it. Don't make sense to me.
See, he didn't know because he ain't been around in a minute. Matter of fact, he can only come around after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
There you go. And we all know what happens after 9.
Yes, we do. Empire.
Done good.
let's be honest. What kind of individual are you to really do that to a helpless child? I mean, damn, I've heard of teenagers having babies in the bathroom and throwing them in a dumpster during prom. Like, that alone is ridiculous. The fact that your parents weren't paying attention to your body changing, especially your mother should have known the signs. Because she had you.
Well.
Like, seriously? Come on.
Somebody wasn't paying attention.
I'm sorry, that shit, she off her rocker.
But yeah, there's no doubt about that. But see,
you know what's gonna happen?
They're not gonna treat her like that chick who like said, oh, the black man stole my kids and pushed them on the lake. Then
yeah,
they ain't gonna treat her like that.
And you know what's crazy, crazy because we all know a black man is not gonna steal no child.
Exactly.
No,
and even if it is, we may not want it. So, let's be real. Don't judge me, brother.
I was like, a black man still a children. The devil is a liar. No. Mm-mm.
Well, you see what the devil looked like. She's a short, crazy white woman from the middle of the country. There you go. But, like, don't judge me. I'm one of her tonight. Don't judge me.
Listen,
let's be real.
I don't know her history. I don't know her history or her background. But like I said, what she did was reprehensible. And my whole thing is, what are they going to... I mean, do you try to help people like that? Or do you just persecute them?
You lock them up. Well, you know what? And here's where the right to lifers come in and the liberal fanatics. because their response is, oh, she's got mental issues. Oh, she needs help. She needs psychiatric counseling.
Normal people have mental issues. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Everybody's got a mental issue.
I have them all the time.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't throwing my daughter down the stairs. I ain't running outside hitting people with bats and stuff like that, or taking a machete to people. So it's no excuse. It's no excuse. You thought the baby was dead. Okay. Okay. You thought the baby was dead. So you just let me just chuck it out the window. Nobody will find that.
Well, you should take comfort in the fact that right now she's probably getting raped by freaking Big Bertha. Take comfort in that.
Because as we all know
in the prison system, if you do any harm to a child, whether it be the male lockup or the female lockup, you're due to get either killed and or severely beaten.
Yeah, and they know that.
Chances are she's in GP.
No, I think she's in PC. They're probably protecting her. They're probably keeping her safe. Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, you believe what you want. We'll find out tomorrow on the news. Because she needs to be. You know what? People like that need to be in GP. They need to be in GP. All right, for those who don't know, GP is general population, and PC is protective custody. Because apparently, you know, I feel that it was necessary to tell people what that was. So we're in the second half hour of the menu. Tonight's topic, we're dealing with child abuse, and the case in particular of Jennifer Berry, who threw her infant out of a window. The call-in number is 347-324-3395. Your host, as always, Brother B, Nicole, and myself, Tamika.
Now, what's the purpose of having the child only to abuse the child? What's the purpose? There's different forms. There's different forms of abuse, and the worst one is mental, to me.
Absolutely.
Because
that's
the mental can
forever.
Exactly. And it can push them to do things, other things that they just, you know, that's just not kosher. So my whole thing is like, why? I mean, there's so many issues about race, about terrorism, about this, about that, but yet. But if what's going on with this whole thing about child? Nobody makes a stink about child abuse like that. Why?
The only time they make a stink about child abuse is when a child dies. Remember that lady here in Jersey? What was it? 10, 15 years ago? Who freaking starved the children and actually had one child dead in a plastic storage container? She was a foster mother. Do you guys remember that? Okay. Yeah. See, no one made a big stink about child abuse until that happened. And then what ends up happening, every child agency all of a sudden is trying to enforce all of these laws on parents. The problem with that is you're enforcing laws on parents that are actually good parents while you're letting the parents that are totally screwed up get away with murder.
Now, wait, what did the lady do? What did she do?
Do you all remember this? She was a foster mother. She had like 6 foster kids. And she would starve them and beat them physically, mentally. One child in particular, she starved to the point of death and had his mummified corpse inside of a storage container, like one of the under-the-bed containers.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she should have been shot on the spot. She should have been shot.
I'm all open. See, stuff like, but this is my thing. Stuff like that. Okay, I understand child service. And mind you, child services had been called to the house on numerous occasions, but claimed that they didn't find any cases of child abuse. No, here's your flip. Someone like me who spanked their child, literally laid him over my knee and did a Mr. Drummond, whacked his butt with my hand, I would be in trouble. Exactly.
And that's the problem with
things like that. You understand what I'm saying? For a parent who actually disciplines, you get everything under the sun. For a parent who abuses or an adult who abuses a child, you get off scot-free. I don't understand this system. Because I remember growing up, if your mama beat you in front of the cops were like, do it again. Nowadays, the cops like, you can't do that. Yeah? Guess what? I'm going to be his enemy too for telling me I can't discipline my child in the street. Because somebody needs to.
And that's why these kids are running
amok.
Because
parents are not disciplining
them. So they have no respect because you're not letting the parents be parents. So now the kids are just acting crazy now. And that's their fault.
Thank you.
But don't they know
that?
No,
they
know
that.
Way where they do time out and all that shit. That shit don't work. Timing never listens.
Time out.
He slapped his mother.
I got a time out. You know what the time out is? My hand, because it's sore from beating your butt. That's my time out. Your time out is taking your shower and getting out my face, and you better hope I don't beat you when you wake up in the morning. How's that? But okay. Bad joke.
Ain't
bad joke, it's the truth. Because it depends on what you did. Listen.
Oh, no, because I'm
doing
a lot
of crazy stuff.
Listen. I'm getting you that night. Because the next morning I'm waking up, I'm having my coffee, and I'm pretending you don't exist for about a week. I'll feed you, I'll bathe you, I'll close you. But don't talk to me about anything fun because I have nothing to say to you. Okay? Okay.
I agree.
Oh, see, that's how you do it. Listen. And Nicole knows my mom. Understand something. My mother was the ultimate disciplinarian. She took crap from no one. And when I got in trouble, I got beat, grounded, and she ignored me. And I lived in the house with her.
Well, my thing is this.
Okay?
When did it become a problem to discipline
your kids? It became a problem when people got ridiculously stupid with discipline. And here's the problem. It's not discipline when you're starving your child and you're beating your child within an inch of their life. That's not discipline. That's abuse. The problem is these people don't know the difference between child abuse and discipline. Abuse is when your child has the skin broken and they're bleeding. They have a broken arm. They have a busted leg. That is abuse. Now, discipline is when their butt is sore and they can't sit for the next 3 weeks. That's discipline. People don't seem to know the difference between child abuse and discipline. Me, I know the difference because I live the difference. My hindquarters are still scared and I live a state away, and this has been like 40 years later. Okay?
Well,
that's
starting to feel like I think that maybe the system, I think they came up with this more for us. Because I never really, I mean, you know, you watch shows like, we grew up on shows like Leave It to Beaver, Brady Bunch. It's like white people don't beat their kids. But black people do.
Oh!
When you watch Good Times,
they really don't.
James had the belt. When you watch What's Happening, Mama had the belt. But you watch some
absolutely.
Other little white shows. What white show, and I hate to say it like that, you know, I'm not, of course it's not a racist, but somebody who tries to say, oh, that's a racist statement, shut up. If you watch them old shows, listen, Mike never beat any one of those six kids. You ain't never seen Archie Bunker beat his kids. You ain't never see Walter beat the Beeve or Wally.
You ain't lying.
I remember an episode with Beaver got his bike
kicked.
But I
seen Mr. German beat the boy.
No, I think he spanked him. Yeah, and then
remember,
but something
had
happened.
Children.
Yeah, but thank you, Nick.
That's
he had
what
black
that
kids.
Is.
So it was, so it was acceptable
kids.
For
on.
The white man
keep
to beat
up.
The black kids.
But I'm saying, but this is what it was. Now, here's the reality, though. For the white kids that grew up in the PJs, they got beat. I just got to put that out there. The white kids grew up in the PJs got beat.
But
I've seen
you
it.
Never, but
it was never on TV.
Wait,
now
did
this
put that
now,
out there?
Now, a little off the did any of them kids get beat?
What happened?
A little off the curry. Nobody got beat, right?
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Wait, no. A Little House on the Prairie. I think there was an episode where the teacher had put it down. I think. Charles had to put it down too. Somebody got to
beat
him.
They
ain't getting
taken. They got beat.
They
didn't
come back and kill you.
There was no AC. There was no ACS back then.
There really wasn't. That was Wild West rules.
Exactly.
And sadly, we kind of need those rules nowadays.
Yeah, well, if, I mean,
I mean,
no problem.
But you know what? The morals of that time period is more of what I'm referring to. Not so much actually,
exactly.
You know, having to shoot out in the middle of the block, because we could do that any day of the week. I'm talking about the moral standing. Because honestly, back then, children respected their parents. Parents didn't really abuse their kids. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it was a different vibe mentally.
Because there was fear.
I mean,
there was fear.
The
parents instilled fear. The children feared their parents. Now,
yeah.
Children
yeah,
don't shut up.
Yeah. And I wish my child would. You know how fast I knock some teeth out of... Listen.
Because the school and the pastor tell the kids, well, your parents is not allowed to do that, and then they throw it up in the parents' face. So they tell them, get and hit me, Mom, get and hit me. I'll call the cops and have you arrested. That's how come they telling these. I actually heard a cop and teachers tell them, you let us know because your parents is not supposed to hit you. You got rights. What? Like,
what right?
You got a right, all right? You got a right to breathe. I could take it away just as fast. So, listen, I've already been out that road with my child talking about he was calling child services. Dialed the number, gave him the phone, and let him know straight up. You leave my house, you will be leaving with the clothes on your back.
And you ain't coming
back.
You're
not coming back.
Okay.
And chances are, wherever they stick you, someone's going to touch you, and you're going to be stuck there. They're going to be a lot worse than me. The next response I got was, I want my dad. Put his dad on the phone, dad straight told him, ain't going to be no better over here, son. Man won't stay where you at. But
yeah.
You know what? I tried that with my mother, and it's the same cycle. I'm no fool. You want to call him, you call him. But you're leaving what you got on your back, and you're not coming back because I'm not taking you. If you're not brave in that bold, go on about yourself. Because
see,
ain't nobody going to love you and take care of you like your mother or your father.
That's right.
If your mother is there or if your father is there. Whatever parent is there, ain't nobody going to really love you like that. So if you're mad about being disciplined, honey, the real world is going to suck for you. Make no mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah. Listen, they're doing more than disciplining out in the real world. Like,
oh, I know. That's right.
Because either I beat
and this
you,
is,
the dudes in the street beat you, or the correction officers beat you, or the cop beat you. So which do you prefer?
And the cops ain't even trying to beat you. They trying to shoot you.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like, I actually looked at the MSN homepage today because I haven't done that in a couple of days. And apparently, the cops down, I guess it was in South Carolina, shot this teenage little white boy to death. Shot him up.
A white
and
boy?
And I was just sitting there. Yeah.
A white boy?
Shot by
yeah,
white.
Yeah.
Shot by white. Honey, shot by white cop.
Wow. Exactly.
That's nothing. See, but you know what? Here's what most people don't understand. It's not uncommon. The problem is the media does not put it out there like that. You know? And as a mother, my heart broke automatically. Just as a mother.
What?
Forget the color. As a mother, my heart broke.
Of course. What they come for?
Apparently, they claim, quote, that the girl that he had taken out on a date was meeting up with someone to sell him drugs. But you refused to release the dash cam. You claim the kid was fleeing the scene, but the shots that landed in the kid's body showed that he wasn't fleeing nowhere. And he wasn't trying to run nobody over because the cops claimed he was trying to run the cops over. But they refused to release the dash cam information, the video. I'm sorry. I can understand why the family's suing. And I get it. Because you're lying, and you don't want the truth coming out.
Of course.
Honey, and I've said this time and time again. No matter what color you are cops. And if they fail on themselves at one particular day, you're in trouble. And if you notice,
yeah.
The media really publicized the media. Granted, now listen, I'm from the hood too, from the city. I know the rules. You know, we've always had a target on our backs because of the cops, no doubt. But what the media does, and I've said this for so long, the media doesn't report everything. It doesn't. You really got to be sitting down at the computer one day just scrolling news articles to find out half the stuff that goes on. You really
do. Well, I'm sure
do.
A lot of the media, like I said, the media doesn't put it out there because it's not big news. It's not making money.
It doesn't create
propaganda. And they never get it right.
Exactly. It doesn't create the media hype that they want. It doesn't create the stir and the unrest and all of the stuff that they want. And that's a damn shame. But this is the world in which we live, because apparently the media and trash TV has more of an influence on people than people themselves, and that's another issue.
So my thing is this. All right. We talked about child abuse. And being a pedophile is another form of child abuse. So how did this dude, Jared, how did this thing
get away with it for so long?
Yeah,
how did he get away with it? Because, you know why?
No. Here's a better question. Why is it that his wife let him get away with it?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I speak out of turn?
When she was getting free sandwiches?
She probably knew.
No, there's no problem. She admitted to knowing.
Could I get the cold cut combo, please?
Hello?
Oh, she's stupid. Shut up. Mind you, they crucified and they spread me out. And I'm not justifying anything that happened with Bill Cosby. Far from it. But it's ironic how they crucified Bill. Stop.
Yeah, they crucified Bill because he is a successful black man.
Here's my comparison. But here's my comparison. They crucified Bill. They put him on the freaking, they put him out there to roast. Why are you not doing this to Jared? Because personally, as a woman and as a mother, what Jared did is worse than what Bill Cosby did.
Listen, the women knew what they were getting into with Bill Cosby. I don't care what anybody say. They already knew this was going down. So stop it. Now, this dude here was playing with children. He should be under
watching
the jail.
Watching child porn.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Not only watching child porn, literally had pictures saved to his computer.
Exactly. Ask your children to watch an extension of foot long.
Seriously? And this is the sad part, but this is the world in which we live, and it's crazy. All right, listen.
You know what's funny?
I'm not. Hmm.
You know what's even worse? How many people
what's
turned
worse?
A blind eye to it? How many
what's
people
it?
Turned a blind eye? How many
Everybody.
People said, "Well, I still don't like Bill Cosby now," but yet, I can't speak on Jared because he's meant something's wrong with him. He's sick mentally.
Yeah,
okay.
So is Bill Cosby. Good deal. For me personally, neither one, both of them, if you want the truth, because you know how I love to put people in jail, both of them should be in a jail in general population for about the next 3 months.
Also,
why not?
Why are we kidding them
in
jail? You know how many times that people like to enhance their sexual performance by doing things, and you mean to tell me these women that know? I'm sorry, I don't buy that. I don't buy it. You mean to just listen? This man, you mean to tell me this was back in the day? If this really happened, they could have destroyed Bill Cosby before he even became Bill Cosby because he was a black man coming up. Now, if that was the case, they would have said something and we would have never known about a Bill Cosby. If that
they did
the
same
case.
Thing to Michael
you know
Jackson.
What?
Look what they did.
You
no, the same thing
Michael
Jackson.
Jackson.
They accused Michael Jackson of fondling the kids.
Get out of here. I don't believe that. They knew what they were getting into. Just like when you drinking in the house. We all know when you drinking, the dude come over, you're more excited things going to happen. Come on. Stop. Whatever.
Well, number one.
But Jared was playing with kids.
Jared
I don't care what anybody says.
I don't care either. There's nothing you can say to justify playing with him.
Like
kids.
I said.
No. A Bill Cosby
Jared
was a grown adult.
Like I said, what Jared did is ridiculously, it's the worst, it's the lowest form of anything. All right, guys. Any final thoughts? We've got like 6 minutes left. We need to give people final thoughts on all of this. Mothers versus baby mamas and child abuse. Go!
Jared, Nick.
Anyone?
Jared, stop off of Bill Cosby. Go.
I can't stand her on days that end the watch. She's a hot mess. She's a hot mess.
First of all, salute to all the mothers out there, the real mamas, who will lose it all for their kid. I salute you. To you baby mamas, Kid Rocks. Your flip flops.
Why did I heard Kid Rock instead of Kick Rocks. I'm sorry.
Kick Rocks with flip flops. That's all. But anyway, and for child abuse, that's, listen, and I hope you just got a pedicure, so go kick a dozen of rocks. I don't care.
Hey.
It's just, you know, it is what it is, man.
You're making the good
women look bad. You're making the good mothers look bad out there. And it's not right.
Just like
when it comes down to child abuse, listen. I don't even think they should go to court. Matter of fact, they should go to court just for the day. Give them 24 hours. Once they find you guilty, yo, torture. The same way that kid went out is the same way you should go out. See, this system to a degree is too liberal. Like, they want to talk about the children and how valuable and precious the future is. But look what certain people are doing to the children. I have no mercy for people like them. I have no respect. I don't care what happens to them. You can fall off Niagara Falls in a nail-filled barrel. I don't care what happens to you. Once you do something to a child, like, yo, just, like, Like, whatever happens to you, you deserve. Simple and plain. And to that chick who said, oh, I thought the baby was dead, that's what you tell the news. We know what the real deal is. Like, I hope she rots in hell. Somebody needs to throw her ass out the window. Simple and plain. It's just certain things that you just don't do. And somebody will sit there and say, oh, well, he shouldn't say that. That's not right. He doesn't know the real story. Listen, I don't even want to know the real story. All I know is baby got thrown out the window, and she's there. So my thing is this. Open and shut case. Now kick her ass out the window. You see how she likes it?
Nice. You talking about kick her out the window? I want to bury her. I actually want to build a prison and bury her underneath it where there's no light and all she has to live off of is water.
But you know how many women out there? How many women out there that can't have kids?
I know that's right. I know that's right. As for myself, you know, again, I'm a mother. I was raised by a mother. She was raised by a mother. We don't give into that baby mama drama because it's not healthy for the child. And granted, it's hard to co-parent, but a real mother knows that you need to put your personal business aside to take care of that child. You need to prioritize, and that's what it is. That's what makes a mother a mother. When you sit there and you prioritize that child's life ahead of your own. Now, baby mamas, no love lost for y'all. I'm sorry. When you figure that paycheck is more important than that kid, you're a stupid hoe. And that's just what that is. Please go to Maury and find out who the father is of your umpteenth child after you've had 200 of them already tested. And yes, there's a chick on Maury that's been there that many times because she don't know who the hell the father of half her children are. That's a whole different story.
I don't even watch that.
Child abuse, you know what? There's a fine line between abuse and discipline. If you are a real parent or a set of real parents, you know the difference. A spanking is a spanking. Breaking skin and causing that child to bleed, giving them a concussion, breaking that arm, that's not discipline. That is abuse. You need to learn the difference between abuse and freaking discipline. Because
yeah,
you know what?
From
good
time.
Parent, okay? Damn. Okay,
yep.
Now. Thank you. Penny with the iron, that was abuse. Make no mistake. You're giving us good parents a bad name by being that scumbag that you are. Oh, and for Miss Jennifer Berry that decides to throw her infant out the window, there is a wonderful place in hell reserved for you right next to Hitler and Jeffrey Dahmer. Enjoy the red hot poker up your ass. Oh, that's the kind of turn again. My bad.
It's okay.
And Jared McCarthy is going to be shoved up your pinoch. Did I say that again out loud? My bad. With the red hot poker. Oh, she went there. Well, on
everybody,
that note,
have a good night.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us on the menu.
Hope you enjoyed.
Well, we'll have something new and improved. Everyone take care. God bless. Take it easy. See y'all next week.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Mika, enjoy your episode.
Good night.
later.
Yes, thank you very much. Good night, all. Take care.
Good night. Later.
Deuces.